Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful, wonderful, fabulous Friday, and it's Faith-Filled Friday, and today we're honored and blessed to have our leader, teacher, evangelist, Dr. Hunter, who will be bringing us the word, and as Pastor said, we know he's on fire. He's really been really bringing us a mighty word. So, Dr. Hunter, we're going to turn it over to you at this time. May God bless you. Thank you.
Well, I want y'all to know this time I do have everybody on my radio station right now. And if you want to hear yourself, it's 347-850-8955. We're live on the radio station now. But I want to just say I thank y'all. I thank G-Man, a man of God, who's done a great work for God and has continued to do a great work. But as I was in the Word, and It come to a point to me where I just had to say, well, Lord, I need you to help me to understand what's going on. And he began to show me more about his word. And so as I was sitting down there writing last night over the 4 or 5 days, and I began to get a vision of what God wanted me to do. And so here's some words that I got from him, and I hope you pray with me and believe with me. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's see. I took down some notes. Okay, so I asked my own self a question. What did God promise me? Why did God promise it to me? Well, I looked at it. I said, the rest too comfortable with me. But it said, enjoy the fullness of the Spirit. We are to enjoy the fullness of the Spirit. And I said, okay, but now it's on the same side. We are to, here's my subject matter, we are to enjoy the fullness of the spiritual natural life. So, amen?
Amen.
Excuse me. And so one thing I took notes on, I'm gonna give you some words. And when I go to the book of John 3:16, we all know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. That word eternal life is talking about the fullness of God's doing, the fullness of it. So that I've given you something. Let's stop for just a moment. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come before you this day with thanksgiving in our hearts, meditation in our thoughts, action in our movements, believability in what you're doing for us and through us. Excuse me, Lord. And Lord, we know full well that you're in charge. It's in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, you said, any man that comes to you, Father, must come by you. And now, Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus on the prayer line this day, G-Man's prayer line, that you have him to set up. And I want to thank you for what we're doing this day, Father. Your word is powerful. Your word can move mountains. At the very movement of your eye, you can cause things to be blinked out. But today is the day we just praise you. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. And then, Father, we pray for the whole nations around the world. Particularly, we pray for America. We pray for the president, both houses of Congress, the Supreme Court, government, the governors, the mayors, all a part of this elected what we have. I ask you this day, Father, you give us the strength, the understanding to what you said do. Today is your day and not ours. It's your day, but you have made it so that we can be a part of it. And you said you created us for a purpose. Our purpose is, Father, that we should praise you and love you and adore you and magnify you. So today is that day. Somebody's going to need a prayer today. I need prayer right now, Father. I pray for myself. I forgive myself. I repent of whatever I've done to my own body. I repent in the name of Jesus. And Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So when I was putting that out there, as I was in prayer, then I want you to go with me to Luke, get your Bible right quick with me now. Go with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. Correction. Luke 23, 24. Anybody got it? Go there. Luke. I don't want to be all day long doing this, Holy Spirit. I need your help. Luke 23, because that word that Jesus spoke that has so much validity. And as I was studying that word last night, it showed me what God had done, what Jesus said he's going to do. Now, if you're a studier, you'll understand what I'm about to say. That's in the 43. I'm sorry. Help me, Lord Jesus. So let me slow down. Slow down, honey. Slow down. And Luke 23:43, and Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, this day thou shalt be in paradise. What he was saying, he's going to take that fullness of life. He's going to, since you're on the cross with me, you don't have a choice.
And just chose.
And in addition to making notice of that, here's what he said. He said, this day you shall be with me in paradise. In other words, I read that God was saying in Jesus Christ, the Old Testament, that's the background. Somebody in the Old Testament was verified. The prophets, Moses, all of those gentlemen were verified. And when I say verified, God said, I am completing, Jesus, my throat. Okay, Lord. He was saying, the Old Testament, I have completed. The prophets, they've been fulfilled. The ones of Israel still there. Moses' words have been fulfilled. Now, what the preacher about me, you read in Isaiah, the Old Testament, in Isaiah 6, in Isaiah 61, he says they're going to have one to rise like a great star. What is happening, so what God is saying to us today, he says we need to have a great, enjoy the fullness of life. So what do you mean? So if somebody would turn to 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 2. Something that God has been putting on the hearts of all of us believers. See, I don't live by this. In other words, my life is not the Old Testament. My life is the New Testament. Now, the Old Testament was a teacher. It taught me things because it showed me what I was wrong in. But when I come to Jesus Christ, everything took a new route. What God is doing today for me. I don't have to beg. I don't have to steal. All I got to do is believe what he's doing right now. See, God is so good in his mercy. His mercy endures forever. Now, when I go to the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians verse 2, here's what I'm saying, if you can follow me, and what God is doing. You can enjoy this. You'll have an experience. Some of us have had an experience. We don't know if we're in the body, out of the body. We don't know if we're talking to somebody talking to us. But here's what the Apostle Paul wrote in conclusion. He says these words. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether he's in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. So he said, I cannot tell. I don't know if I was in this world, a part of the world, but this much I do know. God was right there with me. And so the more I take a look at the word and we see the word, we see what God is doing for all of us. If we can live the fullness of the life, now I'm going to show you, that's number one, the fullness of life. And when he said these words, God knows, such as once caught in the third heaven. So some of us have been to that point. Some of us have listened. Some have talked to God. Our visions have been transferred to the third heaven. So we got the atmosphere. Then we got the fullness of it out there. I call it the ionosphere. Out there where the darkness all is. That's what it's Satan all activity. And above that, the kingdom of God, above it, called stratosphere. That's where God works at. So when I read and see what God is saying, he's more or less saying to the man called any man or woman, you have had that experience. So to live that life means you not stop complaining, Hunter. You stop to stop making a big mockery of everything, Hunter. You got to believe the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Hunter. Hunter, here's what God is saying to you. He said, listen, man, you know that you've been in prayer. You know you've had a transformation. Tall on the prayer line on the radio station. He said, but God has made it so. He says, I will say this much. I was caught up. I was caught up in paradise. So there's the conclusion. Here's the word. The same thing. He says, I was caught up. He said, how that he was caught up into paradise. Now, Jesus had told us earlier in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, where the man said this day, so where is paradise? We go back to the Old Testament and verify. Scripture in the Old Testament, New Scripture, verify. They was in paradise, a place where they knew no suffering, no hunger, no nothing. Everything was going to be on one accord, but something happened. So the fullness and enjoying that happy life, Satan is always around. He wants to attack you. Now, so I am here to warn you today, especially myself. So go with me to Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. And I will show you third thing that God has given us this good life, the fullness of his life. If we take it at his word, we got to take it at his word, not because we heard somebody else say it, but we've got to take God at his word in Jesus' name. Now, I say to people all the time, if you don't know Jesus, don't come telling me God's got it. God ain't got it if you don't know Jesus, because you can't get to God if you don't know Jesus. Jesus said, no man come to the Father except he come by me. So when we pray the prayer, Jesus on earth for him, he said in Matthew 6, 8, he said, when you pray, say our. He included himself, our Father. He included himself, Hunter, our Father. So when I look at this word here in Galatians, it says here, who gave, Jesus gave himself out for our sin. Every one of us in the book of Romans says, all have committed sin. All of us have committed sin. So I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't look any better than anybody else. My skin may be dark. My hair might be a little grayish. Other things going on. But I want to say this to you. Jesus Christ, he died for our sins, that he might deliver us from this evil, evil and present world. See, we live in a world that doesn't love us. But that's why we Christians have to stay, as a brother said, we have to stay together and pray one for another. When people call somebody, don't put them on hold. I don't want to talk with you. You know, God is still there. God wants to, they want to, because we are part of him. If you're not a part of God, you're missing the mark. Satan always has somebody. He always sends his angels, his demons around. He's challenging you. So when you read that word and you see what God is saying, now I want to go to the Galatians, same one, paraphrasing and proving. In Galatians 3, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, oh, they wrote it down, it's in the Old Testament, curse in the law, Leviticus, is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That's why the Bible says Jesus Christ became a curse for. Now you take notice. Here's that enjoying that good life, the fullness of it. That the blessings, here's a man we talked about in the Old Testament, Abraham. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through him. We are Gentiles. We are not natural Jews. We are being transformed into the body of Christ through Jesus Christ. But here God makes it more plainer. He said, because the blessing, and he said in the book of, I think it's in the book, in the Old Testament, Genesis, God said to Abraham, he said, you shall be a blessing, and your seed shall be a blessing. So God had to keep the promise. Here Jesus came, he gave, Jesus kept the promise. So Jesus said, hey, Hunter, live the fullness of the life. Now here's something else he points out to me in Ephesians chapter 1. 1 and 3, bless, here's that word again, bless. For blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the bottomless place. That's not what it says. In heavenly places, we are into the contact with the Spirit of living God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. In the beginning, before the foundation of the world became, God had it so. It was on his son, he and his son. What happened, it was the Holy Spirit right there, so in the angels. See, there was a war that was going on in heaven. It's in the book of Ezekiel 28, where the devil named Lucifer. Lucifer was an angel, but he got all big-hearted. I'm cutting through the chase. He got all big-hearted. I want to be just like Jesus Christ. I'm going to take the seat of Jesus so I can, and I'm overpower God. See, the devil comes in with a big lie. You're going to die, Hunter. I'm not going to die until my time comes, until Jesus said, I finished my course. When he tells me, I'm coming home to be with the Lord. But now I'm fighting that good fight of faith. So what Lucifer's doing, even today, hallelujah, what he's doing today, he's lying to the nations. He's lying to the cities. He's lying. He's telling the non-truth to those who don't even believe what we believe. That's why it's important for us that say that we have Jesus Christ in our life to get those people to see. But at the same time, we have to take our lives and make sure it's corrected by studying, praying, and believing the word. The more you enter, hallelujah, the more you shukura, son, the more you enter to the presence of God, the more you feel the anointing of God, the more you're aware of what God is doing, the more you can see God in the spirit. You can see God in the spirit because you're in the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, yes, I do. And so when I read that, then I read. Ephesians. Chapter 4, verse 30. The devil's a liar. Here's what it says. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. See, it don't belong to you. It's all about God. Clamor and evil speaking. Hallelujah. He said, whereby? Ye are sealed. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit. And I would have you some under the one thing else I say. Now, when I read the book of Ephesians, it gives me so much insight. So much insight. But as I pass on through the word of God, I find another word that says, I'm confident. That's the fourth thing. I have confidence. I have the confidence what God has done in Jesus' name. I wasn't there that day he got crucified. I wasn't there he was born. I wasn't there that day he walked with the disciples. But I know the Bible says in John chapter 17, blessed are those who have not yet seen but believe in me because of the disciples. The apostles came on the scene. It is our turn right now. We live in a world that doesn't love us. Let me tell you something there, beloved. I'm talking to somebody that I know God is blessing right now because God is blessing you. Somebody right now on the prayer line right now, God wants to heal you right now. But because you will not release this, your natural part of you, God has already healed you. I'm telling you what I know. When I went to the doctor yesterday, he gave me a checkup, And they said, we find everything. I said, well, okay. They told me about my heart. They told me about my blood. They told me everything. Everything was 100%. What am I saying? Because I know my body belongs to Christ. Now, I know this earth body that I live in, the flesh and blood, the three layers of skin, all the system, my heart, my lung, my kidney, my intestine, small and large, my blood, the hairs, the nails, it all going to come back to the earth. But at the same time, my spirit, my soul shall dwell with the Lord. So, beloved, I will say today, if we're going to live this fullness of life, we got to set our heights a little higher. Hunter, set your heights higher. Why? Set them higher. Set them higher. See, the more you look higher, I will lift up mine eyes and to hear what comes. My help, yes, Holy Spirit. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Why? He made it. See, the Old Testament, I will get back to you, to let you know that God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And one thing I would help you to know, one thing, is, beloved, is this word. God will not lie. The devil always got to, he'll always go around like Lucifer said in the kingdom when he's in heaven. See, God is so powerful. He said, I ain't got to put up this bunk up here. He know what the devil was doing. He asked the devil. He kicked him out of heaven. He kicked him out and made him on earth. And the earth was dark and void. And that's what it was all about in the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Because it was so that was there. But now we live in a world today. 2,000 years ago, a man came on this earth. And when he came on this earth, he did a manifold work. He got those men involved in doing what he said. He said in the 17th chapter, Father, he said, Father, the hour has come. He said, that I might glorify you. And he began to pray for disciples. He began to pray for all the problems, the sameness that we're having right now. As each one of us pastors, each one of us apostles, each one of us evangelists, each one of us in the fire foaming, we pray one for another. And I would say the more you learn about your position, the more you understand what God is doing through you. Yes, I'm a pastor evangelist. I don't mind being a pastor. I'm a pastor. I pastor people. But at the same time, as evangelist, I want to stir you up. I want you to see what you don't see. I want you to hear what you don't hear. You got to love your husbands. Wives, you got to love your husbands. Children, you got to obey your children. What are you saying to me, Hunter? I have doing what I'm telling you. It is a must. When you don't have, you know you got to have. See, when God the Father, the only reason why we get the reason why we get what we get is because God has put us, the one who can stand in our place, it's called Jesus. He intercedes. He's an intercessor. He intercedes for us. He said, Father, G-Man, the KSK Raiders, they need a blessing. God's going to send a blessing. The more those leaders in that position do it, God begin to let the blessing down. There's one some right now. Somebody toes right in your toe right now is hurting you. And God, you're driving. God told me to tell you right now, he's healing that right now. You've been suffering that for 20-some-odd days. But it's a pain, but it's the enemy attacking your body. Give your mortal body to the Holy Spirit. And I'm here to tell you, he will teach you how. Now, let me tell you something else, Hunter. You got to learn how to eat. Stop eating all that food that's against your body. You don't eat, you eat food. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. You eat the food that has not been drained of all the blood. That's why I say eat a lot of vegetables. Eat a lot of turkey. Eat a lot of chicken. Eat a lot of fruits. Eat a lot of nuts. Those are the kind of things that make you live long. When I saw a man 107 years old still getting around, I said, that's me and getting better. I want you to know one thing today, my beloved, is this word. God so loved this world. He loved us so much. He gave his only son. When you go to the 22nd of Psalm, you'll find the wholeness of what Jesus did. When you go to the Psalm, you're going to find that Jesus said, I was there. The prophet said, I was there. When he said, when he created the hurts in him, Jesus said, I was there. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy, Lord. He said, I was there. I was there when I saw it. When he took his hand and swooped out the earth and made it so the earth and the oceans and the rivers and the sea. God did the mountain. He said, I was there. So how can I come against a God like that? Only Lucifer comes in. And that's why we find that in our lives and the lives we live today. Yes, Lord. Excuse me, y'all. What God is doing today is beyond our understanding. God is saying, he said these words to me. He said, remember, let the mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. Let the mind, what kind of mind? A spiritual mind, not an intelligent mind, but let that mind that was in Christ be in you, Hunter. Why? He said, because in the mind of Christ, he saw himself equal to God. And being equal to God, he began to understand. The more he understood, that's what he said. He said, he made no reputation. Don't make a reputation for yourself. Oh, I don't care nothing to somebody if you got this. No, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. Even Jesus said, I belong to the Father. So the Father is in charge. Well, you know that he's coming back. When he's coming back, Jesus said that when he asked that question to the young man, to the mother, she says, I got these two sons. I want you to let me know what side they're going to sit on. Jesus said, that power does not belong to me. My God, I'm out. When Jesus said that power, that authority, that visibility doesn't belong to me, but it's in God's hand. God has the right. It's God doing it. So Jesus submitted to God. It's God that, no, they were equal, but it's something that we'll never believe in this life. The life to come is going to forever be a mystery. But God so loved it until he said his word. And being formed like a man, fashioned like a man, he thought it obedient, even the death of the cross. So finally, I conclude what God has said. He said these words to us once again. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Verse 10, I love you, Lord, that you, Willie Hunter, might walk worthy of the Lord unto the pleasing. I want to do what God called me to do on this radio station with y'all on G-Man, up with the 100-minute program. I want to do what God, I want to please God. I want to be fruitful. I want to increase a knowledge of God. I want to be strengthened to the glorious power. Loosely, and see, long suffering. Sometimes, yes, people get on mute and they still don't get on mute. Who is that? They're letting the enemy flow through their bodies and come on there and start listening. Let me tell you something, it doesn't bother, but I want you to know when the Spirit of God moves, Satan knows to get out of the way. Why do you want to get away? Because you know he's no power for God. Satan, no power for God. As I love George, I always stand back. I got this one. God says, stand back. I got this one. It's through Jesus Christ. Oh, he delivered us from the power. And a lot of folks don't believe it. See, I'm going to tell you something. Love me or leave me. There are a lot of pastors in America, across the 50 states. They don't preach no gospel. They got people all lifted up to do what they want to do. They want to make sure they get paid, the choir. They got somebody to do what they want done. Don't scratch my back off. No, you don't have to do that for me. God's going to bless me. He has blessed me. I say this much. Because the love I have for God supersedes me doing wrong because of you. And then the evangelists, they don't go out and evangelize. They want to keep their mouth shut. They don't want to tell you about the sin somebody. I know I got somebody in my family. I told that all the time. I know I got a lot of people in my family still liars, still drunkards, still selling drugs, out there doing the wrong thing. But I tell them all the time, I love you. But God told me to tell you he loves you more in Jesus' name. I'll be there. Now, when you get there, that's your problem, not mine. I've committed my salute. And I salute you in the name of Jesus Christ. As I come to a close and telling you today, because my heart is so rejoicing. When I thank God, hallelujah, for all he's done for me. Woo! Colossians, yes, Lord. I read this word. 2:15. Oh, Jesus, I do. And I come to 2:15. Ah, Jesus. He says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And having spoiled the principalities of the power, he spoiled them. That's why we got such a fullness of what God wants us to do. He spoiled us. He spoiled it. He spoiled it. He spoiled it. He took all the power that the devil had. When you go out and read Hebrews, now, I'm going to give that one to you. I want somebody to hear this, but yes, Lord. I'm going to go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews, God is so good. Ah, Jesus, I love you so much. Ah, but here's what I want you to see. When you see what God is saying and God will do for you, he said these words in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14. Now this is what this is nailed. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, here's the key for we can live a good life, through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver us from who, through fear of evil of death, were all their lifetime subject to the bondage. See, there are a lot of folks out there. Oh, the devil gonna kill me. The devil ain't gonna nothing long you stay in Jesus' side. And I will say that with you in encouragement. So I think I've done what God asked me to do today. And I want to thank you for listening to me, hearing what God is saying to me. And I know somebody has a prayer, a comment, a statement. Tell me you love me, don't love me, I still love you. But I want to let you know, when God gave it to me, he gave it to me, in whom all things are hidden in Christ. It's all in Christ. To those of you who listen to me, I love you. My prayers are for you. I know that I've been through, you through have too. And I want to tell you, the time we live in right now, ain't got time to be shucking and shiving, they said the old day. So anybody got a statement, a prayer request, something they want to say, God bless you. He's so good. His mercy endures forever. Yes, he does. No matter how we look at it. And I want to let somebody know also, don't worry about the president. Don't worry about him. See, God takes him and puts him in his hand. I was reading last night, God says, I don't put him up. He said, come from the north, east, and south. But God says, sit him down. What God does for us is up to us. I told a person, how God's going to speak when God can use your hand, when God can use your mouth, when God can use your ears, when God can use your eyes? How is he going to do what he got to do? God uses human bodies. Use my body, Lord. Use my body. Use my body. Lay hands on the sick that they may recover. And they may recover. Hallelujah. That the demon be casted out. I don't want to cast out no devil. I don't want to bother. The devil's got to come out. Come out of you, liar. Come on out of that body. Somebody has got released from something. A man and woman out there. Stop committing the wrongdoing. Stop it. God loves you. Stop it, Willie Hunter. Stop it. Stop it. God loves you. He's calling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise his name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was a good word, Dr. Hunter.
Keep us in your prayer.
That was a good word. This is our pastor speak. And you were saying that the more you love your position, the more you understand it.
Yes.
And that really helped me because when God had called for me and my husband to take over the ministry, I with my apostle, when he told me, position was going to change, and I didn't I just ignored it. I ignored it. And when he told me about that third time, I knew that was God speaking. I just ignored it. And but usually the one like when he would give me an assignment or he would say something, I immediately respond. But, you know, my feelings for what God was trying to do, I didn't want to do it. I didn't like the people, and they didn't like me, and I didn't like them. I'm just being honest. you can love someone, but you can't. You don't have to love, you know, like their behavior, or because people don't want to hear the truth these days. They don't want to treat people dislike you because you speak in the Word of God, and you do what's right, and so they have people that don't like you because of that. You can love a person and not like their ways. So maybe it was my ways they didn't like, but I didn't like them and they didn't like me. But the more I began to love the position, the more I understand it, and you said it right there, right then and there. Yeah. And that just opened my eyes and just let me know I'm going in the direction that God wants me to go. So, I mean, it's nothing I wouldn't do for anyone on my sheep, but just being, having that position comes responsibility.
Yeah.
Which is required. Much given and much is required.
Yeah.
So it was more responsibility, and I didn't understand it. But the more I love it, like you were saying, the more I began to understand it. So thank you for that word. I was hearing a little bit. I'm at work and I have you on mute, and I caught that. You know, I was coming in and out. But I did catch that, and that right there, that word right there was for me at that moment and at that time.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank God for me and for your obedience.
Amen. Thank you for
that.
God love you. I have you in my prayer.
Yes, sir. I have you and your family in prayer too, and everyone on the prayer line.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor D. Thank you.
Yes, love you guys. Y'all back on
me,
but I'm here. I'm here.
Amen. Today is Friday. Anybody else? Praise him. Praise him. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Got a prayer request? Got a statement they want to say? We're here. We're here.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Connor. This is Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia.
You know, beautiful reflection. How you doing? God bless you. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. The thing that really touched me, was what God has been showing me, our temple. And like you said, we have to eat the right things. We have to drink the right things. And so on and so forth. Some things we have no control over, like breathing in air. But we do have control over what we put in our mouth, what we put in our tongue, you know, and so forth. And just like you were saying, we eat healthier, you know, to just do the best that we can. And then a step further, he showed me that we need to pray that this land will be healed. You know, he said if we will repent and turn from our ways, he'll heal our land.
Mm-hmm.
We need our land to be healed, you know, the soil, the air, the water. So the food and everything, and then we will also have more healing too. So we got to pray that those people that are in control of bringing us the food and so forth, that they will do right, you know, pretend to just do right from using all of these chemicals and all this changing the seed the way God made it, and they're using all these GMOs and, you know, all of these different things. And even us, when we're using pesticides and we're putting them in the ground, but then somebody might come behind us and try to plant food. So I just want to thank you for that, and I want to lift that up on the prayer line, that we will repent, turn from our evil ways, and allow this earth to return to the way that God, you know, made it, the ground, the air, the water, and everything. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else? Praise the living God. Praise the living God.
Yes, Dr. Hunter, I would like, this time of evening, I would like to put Emily Strike. That's my
patient that Corona, she congested. And I put Mary, I think Mary Seeley on there. She has, and I'd like to keep her on the prayer.
Amen. Amen.
And also my husband, Kenneth Carter, put him on there too.
Brother Kenneth Carter. That's your husband?
Yes, sir.
You know what? That man has a great call on his life.
Yes, sir.
But somehow or another, I'm going to tell you with this love in my heart, he's afraid to touch it. But I'm going to pray for him right now. Father, my brother, the same bond, arm to arm. I want to walk with him every step he's in right now. The work that you have given him right now, no man but him can do what you've given him to, Father. You've given him a great love for the people, for some people that don't even belong in the family. But he knew how to reach them and teach them and encourage them to come to the body. When they come into the body of Jesus Christ, they become a part of the toe, the nail. They become a part of the stomach. Any part that come into the body of Christ, they are part of the family. And I pray for him right now, Brother Kenneth. Brother Kenneth, the love I have for you, I challenge you by the love of Jesus Christ that you start walking what God has called you to do. I don't have a reason to argue with you, to fuss with you, because I love you. I want the devil to know we're exposing him. He's going to leave you alone. He's been trying to tie you down. There's some things take out of your back pocket. That's it. Whatever you've been putting in your back pocket, take it out and put it in your front pocket. You're going to see God make a move for you. Your hands, something in your hands. God is going to do something right now. It's in your hands right now. What God is doing for you. Yes. And God, yes, Lord. Oh, he's getting happy right now. I know he's getting happy. He's getting happy in the spirit. He's getting happy right now. He's getting happy. But Father, because right now you told him, yes, Lord, it's in that left pocket he got. But the right pocket, you got to clean it up. You got to take your and get it out of that pocket. Whatever it is, God don't need that. God don't need it, but God needs you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, I paid the price for you, Kenneth, that you might come out of this dark evil, because the word and God said, the work that I got for you, Kenneth, the world's going to see it. The world's going to see it. They're going to see it. They're seeing it already. Yes. God said he's gonna use you, Kenneth. Kenneth, you're not shy. You're not shy. You're an intelligent man. God has blessed you. You got a wonderful wife. She loves you. She ain't gonna leave you. She ain't gonna fight you. She gonna fight you. There's nothing else there. But you're the lion. She's the lioness. You're the lion. You need to roar your voice of God in the name of Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus, my Lord Almighty.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Kenneth has been blessed today. Right now, who is this man? I'm your brother. I am your brother in the body of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
But whoosha, hayata, ho, te, ta, ha, ha. Yes. Praise him. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Oh!
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
This now, those who are believers, you're part of this revival. God will restore those who need restoring. There are some people out there in the darkness, in your family, Kenneth. Kenneth, God keep telling me to tell you. Kenneth, God loves you, Kenneth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let nobody else tell him don't. Don't let that person whisper in your ear. That's not God. That's the devil.
Yes, thank you, God.
You're going to swoon, Jesus, I love you. Kenneth, you're going to see what God's going to do for you when you put your trust in Jesus. You're going to be able to cast those demons out. Lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Where did Kenneth come from? He's a part of the God. Oh, Yatatahi. Ooh, Kenneth. Lord, you love Kenneth. Kenneth, I don't know, but God loved you. You made a promise. And God said you made a promise. He wants you to fulfill it. When you was a young man, about 69 years old, you made a promise to God. God said, I'll fulfill it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
My God.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Kenneth.
Thank you.
I don't know you, but I'm going to give you a holy hug in the body of Christ right now. I'm going to hug you in the spirit in Jesus' name. Kenneth, I love you. Man, I love you. See, I can't talk no more, but I sure need some chicken.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. You're so right, Dr. Hunter, because we just need, when I met him, he was in a ministry that was just sitting on him. I mean, he wasn't even a deacon.
What?
And, I knew when we got there, I knew when we got married, I went and joined where he was. And, you know, the people were loving, but the leadership was sitting on him. And I'm sure they saw what was in him. But when we got there, I knew that we wasn't going to be there long. And I had asked God, I said, God, you know, this man really loves these people. He really loves the ministry, but they're sitting on him. He's in neutral. He just he'll eventually die out if we stay there. And so an incident happened where someone was rude toward me, and he said that people there in leadership can do things to mistreat him, but he's not going to let nobody mistreat his wife. And when that happened, he went out looking for another ministry. So that's how God did that. I just stood back and then just continued to do the work. But you're so right. You know, it just needs the men to love on him and to encourage him. So that is just, I know that's the Holy Spirit.
Well, I want to tell you, I don't mind giving my telephone. My number is 832-242.
Okay.
What is it now?
832. Okay.
242.
8620. Okay.
8620. Okay, I got it. I want to put him on the radio station. So the world can hear what God is doing in him. But see, God loves this man. God loves this man. God loves him. I saw his heart as I was praying. I saw his heart. He loves the Lord. But he's been abused so long. And see, that leadership, that church where he comes from is falling. It's falling right now.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And that man that calls those people to be scattered, you need to go in the book of John. John says, he says, watch those people who have those false prophets and pastors. He said, watch them. They're dogs. D-O-G-S. They're dogs. A dog will eat anything. Even a lion has a choice of meat it wants. God almighty. God. Kenneth to call me ASAP. Woo!
Yeah.
My God. And I'm going to tell you what God is saying to me. God said the next time he get before the people, God said he has a ministry for him. It's going to give him the name of that ministry. But God said, it's all right. But here's what is going to happen. God said he said when he come in front of the people, he's not going to have to touch them. The anointing that he's putting in him. is going to call that demon to leave them alone. They're going to fall backwards or forward. Woo!
My God. My God.
Woo! What's your name, sister? What's your name?
My name is Pastor Z. Zenobia Hart.
Oh, my God. You are the Nakers on. You and Nakers on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We and
Nakers. Oh. Well, I tell you, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I'm coming to y'all church. I'm going with y'all up. I'm coming out there. I'm coming.
Yes, sir. We're on fire over there.
What I want you to see and know this much, I belong to Emmanuel Temple over there on Maine. But I want you to know this much, my sister. God has given y'all both a job, but you have the right. And I tell a person, God called a pastor. He didn't say female or male. He said, I call a pastor. Not female. Yeah. He said, I call a pastor. Now, the man's supposed to sit there and watch the woman because he know, and the woman going to sit there and watch the man. We watch each other.
That's
oh.
Right.
Oh, my God, my God.
Yes,
ooh-wee. But I'm telling you what God is doing. See, I'm going to get some new people in our church right now. Some new people. They're coming by the number because they're hearing what you're saying in Eagles Home. They want to know. They're saying, what's going on? What's going on? Because your husband has a healing hand. I don't mean a hand. God's hand is in his hand. And he's going to stand before. There's a woman right now that's infected with cancer. But y'all have the right now. And she's the lady that's kind of heavy set. But God said you have the anointing to cast that cancer out.
My God. My God.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
God said you can do it. He said you can do it. He said you got to do it. He said, don't look back. Keep looking up.
Jesus.
He said, demon will hold on, but as long as that demon try to hold on, he ain't gonna lose his grip. He's gonna lose his grip. He got to let it go, 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 let it go. Because God,
let it go,
let it go, let it go. It belongs to God.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. As they say in the Baptist church, it's time to take up an offering. Who knows?
You preach, God
use
you.
No, but see, I love the Lord. I just try to do, I do what God instructs me to do. And I thank God for, see, I thank God for this prayer line. And I don't mind telling you, I know he's told y'all, but see, for the first time, I obeyed God. Now, I'm being honest with you. I was obeying God, but some people were sitting on what I wanted to do. God told me to start blessing the person 1 year by them going to the school. And I start doing it. So the first person that I believe that I'm going to have that I can understand and thank God for, and I love him, that's Gregory Williams. He's going to first degree, but I believe he's going to get his doctorate. Because the more you stay in the ministry studying, the more you're going to find out what's going on. Then there's another person coming after him. I'm going to bless them what God told me to do. Why? Because I'm obeying God. When we obey God, God do something for us. Am I right about it?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's,
now, let me tell you something else God just told me. Y'all been looking at a new building.
Yes, sir.
I'm letting it soak in because I want you to aim me. God said, the building y'all been looking at, God said, how much you want it for? Y'all tell God what you want it for, what's God do it for you?
Yes, sir. My God.
Now you just say, God, this building. That God said, Lord, that's the building. Now, in Acres Home, I know I got a lot of family out there, and I know I call it Acreage Home. A lot of the folks out there don't understand, but you got to teach them. Get all happy. Teach them the word. Teach it to them. Teach it. when you got a child. Teach that child. My God Almighty.
Yes.
Woo, look at you now. Anybody else on the prayer line? Anybody else got a question or statement? Oh, my God, this is good, God. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Woo, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else? I love the Lord. I love him so much. He loves. He's full of love. Oh, Jesus.
Dr. Hunter, this is Ruthie. Thank you for your word, the word today, and your message. Thank you very much. I got fed. And I also like prayer for this accident that happened before me, but I just want to pray for the people who were in the accident. Amen.
Father, right now, we just believe right now. You are now God. The people in the accident, we pray that no lives were lost separated from this present time. I pray right now, Father, whatever it was, that their body will be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak it now. Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody else? Let me share something with you right quick. See, the Lord, when I had an incident, when I had in 2010, when all of September to September 23rd, all of a sudden a big explosion in my body. I didn't know what was going on, but I know I had a lot of things were not supposed to be there. But when my wife asked me, because 90% of my body for 3 months to 6 months was paralyzed. I couldn't even feed myself. All I could do was do. But my wife understood me. And she asked me a question. She said, did God do this? I said, no, I disobeyed God. When you disobey God, God didn't kill me. He chastised me. He took me to what he said. Paul said, I prayed 3 times, Lord. Can you remove this? He said, no, Hunter. It's going to be there because I'm going to let you know what you went through. And what God is doing to me, he's showing me. Not the same way he did the Apostle Paul, but he got me seeing parallelness to it. When you disobey God, God don't let the devil kill you. He chastised his son. It's like Mama said, get me and see. See, when Mama would chastise you, she would say, shut up. But when Mama would spank you, you was in trouble, man. So I said that to say somebody, don't you think because you can't walk, you can't talk, you are ready to do it. Get up where you are right now and start saying, I'm going to do better. Start thinking better, looking better. You don't look bad, you look good. Get everything puffed up. Start walking right. Start walking like you're a soldier with your head all bent down, Willie Hunter. Lift it up. Watch God move. Anybody else? Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Anybody else? Got a prayer request, a statement, what God has done for them? Amen. But you know, the day is the day that I want to thank God for a day like today. And on a Friday, on the 21st of April, for God the Father is still in charge in the name of Jesus Christ. He so loved the world, he gave only begotten Son. I love him so much for what he's done for me. Hallelujah, somebody. Step up to the next level. Anybody else got a statement? Anybody else got any remarks or statement? Go ahead. When y'all see Curtis, tell Curtis that God still is calling him to do a greater work. He's pushing in, but God said he's got more for him to do. He's got more for him to do. And I'll say this, Curtis. I love you, Curtis. Curtis, Curtis, Curtis.
I hate that, brother. I'm on with y'all. I'm moving on.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you, Curtis, God has a greater work for you to do, sir. It's up to you. And your wife loves you so much. I never saw a woman with that woman looking all in your eyes. I said, oh, my God, that man done got even got her full attention. So she loves you, man. She wants to work with you, what God's want to do. Y'all start doing. Watch money start coming y'all way. Watch cars. Watch houses. Start doing what y'all been praying about. But it ain't about me. You own nothing but love. Pray for me and keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer, because I don't mind fighting the devil. I'm going to tell you like Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay said, what round do you want to fall in? Come on, demon. What round do you want to fall in? My God Almighty, God is so good. Anybody else got a question, a statement? I know the anointing is heavy on the line, but just like the G-Man say, go on, get all that you need. Just go on, drink it. All that lemonade, get it in there. Go on, drink it. Help yourself with it. Go on, enjoy yourself. Get it all. Get the lemons. Get all of everything. But the God we serve so good to us, His mercy endures forever. And I say this here to you. I want to let everybody know that around the world, in Houston, Texas, there's a man called Gregory William. He's in charge of gministries.com. And if you call the same prayer number we have that he has, or call me, I'll get you in contact with him, because we're looking for something to happen big. He has already, I've been a part of what he had here in Houston. It blessed me so. 100 men. My God Almighty, millions I thought I'd never see. Some of the testimony, some things that happened to him, but that's the means God's calling for in this day. See, when God called for those Israelites, they got disobedient, they got stuck up, but God sent a man named Abraham. Abraham obeyed God. He obeyed him. And what I say, Abraham lived according to the scripture. He lived to be 167 years old, had 5 different wives at his age. Come on, somebody, and say amen. God is so good. Amen. Amen. But also, I want to see this 100 men come to fruition. On Tuesday night, they have a tune-up, and during the prayer time, during take time. I'm encouraged, men and women, to be on that prayer line. Be on there. If it's more than 5 minutes, to just listen. So watch what God is doing for you, through you, by you, and right now in your own home. I know some women got some lazy husbands, some men got some lazy wives, but y'all come together and don't let the devil take over your lives. See, the time we live in right now, God said, I'm pouring out my blessings, blessings to all who can believe and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to receive mine. Hear what the devil say. I'm going to live and not die. Works of the Lord. I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be above and not below. I'm going to obey God. I know that you said, Father, that you said it's you, Father, who giveth us. You give us wealth, the money, the needs, whatever we need, you give it to us, that we might bring your covenant, your word is an earth for him. Those who can believe, God want to bless you. I love you. God bless you. Anybody else? Is anybody got a prayer they want to be right now? Anybody got a prayer? Are your family to prayer? Someone that you want to lift up right now? Amen. Well, I want to tell you, I'm just got happy. And wherever you are, Gregory, I thank you, brother, for allowing me to come back on this Friday. When I went to get the other things I needed, I told my wife, I said, baby, I only have 1 hour. She said, what, I take me home? But I said, oh, Friday. I said, every Friday. If I ain't home, I can do it on the phone. That's what I love about what God can do. 40 years ago, we couldn't even do this. Get on the phone, crawl around the world. Man, that's God. Woo! Anybody else? Marlene, are you there? Ruth, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor. I was on mute, so I'm here, Dr. Hyland.
Okay. Are there any more prayer requests? Any more statements? Anybody need prayer right now? Anybody know that what God wants to do right now for them? What I want to tell you, lady, I know her name is Mrs. Moore. Some time ago, she's on the radio station. And so she got off into what she was doing in the body of Christ. And I'm one of the days, she passed on yesterday from cancer. And we prayed, believed with her. But sometimes people decide they want to go be with the Lord. One thing I found is when you see the goodness of God, what's on this earth over here, it's only God leaving you here. But she went on to be with the Lord. So her name is Mrs. Moore. I want everybody keeping the family in prayer. And her son, as a business, they work person who's handicapped and those who've been in disabilities. And so I just believe that God is doing everything for a reason, for the season, for this time we now live in. And I say this to you, that those who work for the city of Houston, believe with me that in the state of Texas, when they're trying to take people's money that they retired for, I want you to believe with me, that person who's standing in the way, they will come down. Those persons, Republicans, or either Democrats, they want to take those people benefits that they spent 30 some years for. They got it locked up. And now they want to give it, we just gonna believe God that's gonna go show us favor like never before. When the enemy rise up, we should rise up too with the truth, with the blood. I know the mayor. I know that some of the brothers whose name I won't call their name, but I love them because I don't want nobody to say they did this and they did this. But the mayor has said he's fighting for the benefits because when Mayor Brown was there, he fought for the benefits. And we just believe you got a brother or sister with the city of Houston needs a job. We got to pray today that God will take the darkness off of this city and the hate off of this city and the misunderstanding on this city, that God will let the people who deserve to work, a man that does not work does not deserve to eat. I always say it. I worked at the city of Houston for 31 years. I am fully retired, and I get a good retirement. I'm not bragging, but I'm talking about the ones behind me. Those are what I'm concerned about. That's what God says. If you're not concerned about them, you're going to always say, I'm not looking back. I'm putting hands back. Come on up here, brother, sister. We're going to pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Father, I pray for the benefits of the city of Houston and all of the towns around that are causing all kinds of problems. I call a nullification of it right now in Jesus' name, that you will give all the city of Houston benefits where it's supposed to be, Father. And the plan that's been presented by the mayor will be accepted before. If they pass it, let the governor veto it, Father. I ask you for this. I'll veto it. If he will veto it and get up out of the wheelchair and he'll start walking, that's what I'm saying, what I hear. If they try to pass it, come to him, he veto it, God say he'll get up and walk. Not about me, not for me, but for all of us, Father. For those young people, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Anybody else? Backlog. Anybody else? Oh, Jesus. Well, I tell you, I love God and I thank you for y'all the time you let me spend with me. Does anybody have prayer requests? We just thank God. I want to pray for them. And some of your names I don't call, I left here before God. But I'll, amen. Hello? Hello? Can you cover your phone up, please? Well, you know what? I love you too. I love you too. Okay.
Sorry about that, guys.
Amen. That's all right. But you know, I'm gonna call you the Akerson minister. But you know what I'm talking about in the city of Houston. We got to put the prayer on those demons who are in charge to leave our benefits alone. Leave our money alone. It don't belong to them. As Moses said when he left out of Egypt, he said, No. I want all the gold, all the silver, all the goats, all the herd, all coming with us. It belongs to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? I know a lot of people got a lot of things to do today, and I love you. If not anything else, any other questions, statement, prayer, influence? Anybody else? We thank God for you. We thank God for you. I know that the Holy Spirit is moving like never before. And if you can just put your faith in what he's doing right now, you're going to see a movement in your body, in your mind, right now. See, when you start challenging God, God uses the man or woman, the position at the end, to do what he said do. Right now, somebody's challenging God. God's not going to answer you because you're challenging him. You don't have to challenge God. Ask him. Can't challenge God. Ask him. You know you want to see why come this ain't happening. I'm going to tell you that's happening to you because you're not believing. You caught up in the wrong side. Caught up on the wrong side. It's like playing dominoes. You got six numbers on one side. Six on us called 12. That's called the one, the spinner, they call it. If you got something better than that, I said that to say this here. God has a number, 111. That's your number to call him anytime. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, I know it works. I know it works. And to those of you who were listening to the radio station, that number is the number for our radio station, for the KESK radio station. Number is 347-850-8955. We thank God that you're listening, and we praise the living God. Men say, we just say, Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you. And right now, we just say, G-Man, come on. G-Man, are you there? I know he's probably busy in another meeting. I understand his position, but I want to thank God for him. I want to thank God for his wife.
I'm here, Dr. Hunter.
Oh, there you
are. I'm here with you, Dr. Hunter. I ain't going nowhere.
I know you ain't. I'm praying for you, man. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love you too, Dr. Hunter. I love you too, my man. Thank you very much for leading us today, and God is good, man. You know, as I was stating before the prayer line started, that I just thank God that everyone knows at 12 o'clock they have a safe place that they can come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, and I just want to say thank you for being faithful and leading us on Fridays. And I thank God for you, Dr. Hunter, and I pray that God will continue to give you all the desires of your heart because you have a servant heart. You know, that's what he talk about. He talk about a servant heart. You know, I would rather be with somebody that have a servant heart than a good heart any day.
Amen.
You know, because there is a distance. You can have a good heart and don't have a servant heart. Because having a servant heart sometimes can hurt. It hurts and serves sometimes.
Amen.
It hurts. It's a hurting feeling when you have a servant heart.
Yes.
And the only way you know that kind of heart, you have to be a servant.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you, Dr. Hunter, for being a true servant of the Most High.
Amen. But I'm putting you on the...
continue to ask God to heal your body. Yesterday, we lifted you up. Yesterday, that was your request.
Yes, sir.
That you were speaking today and praying today for other people. You know, I was talking to the good Lord about your body.
Thank you.
Want to say thank you for that.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what I want to put on. I'm putting it on Facebook. A safe place and G-Man.
I can't hear you, Dr. Arnold.
I said I'm putting this on Facebook. You said it's a safe place at lunchtime on G-Man.
Every day.
A safe place every day. I'll change it. I'm putting it on my Facebook every day. And can I give out your number?
Every day. You can put it all on there every day.
Okay, I'll do it. Well, I got you on the radio right now. You're on my radio right now. I gave you a number, so.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thanking God, man. Y'all just don't know how much I love y'all, man. Now, you're going to have to come and get me, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. I want to go to Sisters Out There Naked Home Church. We going with a storm of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A big light and couldn't call Kenneth so many problems. He ain't gonna bother Kenneth no more. I wanna get beside him and fight with him. I love a good fight. Oh yes,
amen.
I do.
Amen.
Ain't nothing like a good fight.
I love some good fights.
Ooh, Jesus.
Y'all keep praying for me. I love some good fighting saints, too.
I love it all. Oh, see.
The devil said, I mess with all y'all on this prayer line. I go in the spiritual warfare. I'm ready to fight him at any time or any day.
Any day. Same here. Amen. The same here. See. But what we got to do is get our people. And I'm saying our people of color. You got to understand, it's not about me or you, it's about Jesus Christ. He paid the price. You can build a new building, a building if it's number dirt. It's a place where we can come together and praise the living God. See, I love it. Ooh, I love it. Kick that football. Kick it out of the park. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Praise the living God. Amen. Every day.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Hunter, for leading us today. Is there anybody else online that have anything? Because we don't never want to close the line and somebody is on the line and have something on your heart or something that you need to share with us before we close out. So is there anybody that's online right now that have anything that you need to share with us before we close out?
Amen.
Amen. Not the one who is able to keep us from failing and falling. Let his love rest, rule and abide in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on, Marty. Huh? Yeah.